When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams, of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope. Hey guys, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. How are you? Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by one of the OGs from one of the best, and I'm not just saying this, anyone that listens to this podcast knows this, it's not just because you're here, I say this all the time, one of the best reality shows to ever exist in the history of television, then Christina Schuller, now Christina Sinclair from Laguna Beach, season one people, hello.
Hi, oh my gosh, what an intro, I love it.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you, David?
I mean, well, it's true. You, season one, you were there.
OG of the OC, what can I say?
What are you doing today and where are you?
Oh, well, I am actually in my parents' bedroom, in the corner of their bedroom, because I have three kids, one of them being an 8-week-old. And childcare this week was just a nightmare. So as you know, we had to reschedule from earlier in the week. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring all three over to my parents' house. Guaranteed they can be entertained for at least 45 minutes while I have a little time to chat with you. So that's where I'm at.
Listen, I just had someone else this week do a Zoom from the bedroom. First we were outside on the balcony and then it didn't work. And she's like, I'm now going in my bedroom and all my kids are on Zooms and my boyfriend and you're coming in bed with me. And I'm like, this is the world we live in now, right?
Yeah. You just make it work. So three kids, two dogs downstairs, and we're just going to hope for the best here.
Now, where are you? Are you still in like the OC area?
I am. I'm in, my family and I live in Costa Mesa, and then my parents are in Newport Beach. My kids go to school in Newport Beach. So Newport Beach is just one city north of Laguna, which is just a lot more central for working and all the things. Laguna is so secluded that it's like even just to like get to Target is a half an hour away. So
really? Okay. It's like its own little enclave.
It really is. Like I realize now as an adult really what a special place it is, because I feel like there's two ways in, either on the highway or in the canyon, and there's no other way in or out. So
and you're originally from Laguna, like you were born there?
I was born there. Yeah, they have a tiny little hospital there, and I was born there. My mom actually grew up in Laguna. I have deep roots in Laguna. So we'll be back there, I think, eventually, and I'm there very often. But to live right now is just not realistic. So.
And is it, like, because I've had other people on from Laguna Beach on this very show, like, is it, I mean, I'm picturing it like a hippy-dippy, like, this is how it's been described from other of your colleagues, like hippy dippy, like surfer town. That's really what it is.
It is absolutely a surfer town. And then we're known for our art. So we have art festivals all summer long. We have the Pageant of the Masters. We have the Sawdust Festival. So it's really an artist town. It's very eclectic. Like, there's no franchises are not allowed in Laguna. It's very unique that it's just, yeah, everything is one of a kind, I would say.
It's kind of so like, I don't know. Sorry to interrupt you.
I was just going to say, I think that's probably one of the things that made the show so unique and interesting. And as you say, one of the best, because we really are such a tight-knit community. I was thinking about it this morning, how with every single person that I was on the show with, I have deep ties to. I know their whole family. I have memories for years and years with them, even before the show started. So.
And that's what I found out too through interviewing some of your colleagues. So like the whole high school is like tiny, right?
Yeah, we had, I think about 800 people in our entire high school, and then 200 in our graduating class. And then there's only two elementary schools in all of Laguna Beach, one middle school and one high school. So a lot of the people that graduate senior year were together all the way through kindergarten. So
like you knew everyone basically for real.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I said, I have very significant memories with all of them throughout, for years prior to the show.
So. Which is probably why it's such a good show. Cause now it's like, that's one of the biggest criticisms about like Housewives and other shows, with rare exceptions, like they're casted and you have your entry into the show about your quote unquote friend. But it's like you met this person 2 weeks ago and now you're going to film together. So maybe they told you to have a dinner together, which is fine.
Yeah, I think the other thing that was so special is we just had a Laguna Beach reunion that actually is airing today on Stephen Claudie's Instagram. But as I said on there, I think another thing that makes our show so unique was that it really was the first reality TV show. So like, I know for me and a lot of the other cast members, we thought we were going to be on like a True Life, or really there was only Real World at that point. So we didn't even know what we were signing up to, what we were doing. And so I think now, like if we were to have the same experience, it would be totally different because we know like, oh, if we cause a little bit more drama, it's going to do this. So everything was just very authentic because there was nothing that we could compare it to, nothing that the producers or any of the film guys were trying to replicate. So
totally. I mean, that's exactly the scenario that I was been told. And I would agree with, like, really, it was the Real World. That's the only thing you really could look to at that point.
Yeah, we actually had, I think our initial contract that they gave us, which almost all of us were under 18 at the time, was the Real World contract, which said, you can have cameras in your room and we'll be filming you 24/7. We'll have hidden cameras. And of course all of our parents were like, no. So they had to go back and like rethink like, okay, how can we do this in a way that's going to be appropriate and still serve a purpose.
And is that true that like in the beginning, not even you guys not knowing what you were doing, but like, did the producers and MTV not know, like thinking like this might be a True Life, just like the life of a high school student? Or did you think, did they always know?
I'm not sure. I would like to think that they definitely had a plan. But I don't think anyone really knew the success that it would have, us included. Like, I'm still shocked that like, you wanted to interview me, that people still stop me and say, I think the biggest question I get is, are you still friends with everyone? And it's just so shocking to me that it still comes up, that people still recognize me. They're like, oh, were you on that show? I'm like, yes, like that was so long ago, but yes, I was.
They do, like you still get stopped around.
I do. I mean, I don't get it as much, thankfully, because I was not prepared that I actually did not like the fame. Which is interesting because I wanted to be an actor, and I apologize if anyone's watching who like approached me, but I think for like several years after, people would be like, oh, are you Christina from Laguna Beach? I'd be like, oh no, but I get that all the time. Like I shouldn't have done that, but I was so embarrassed. And I think part of that was just being so young.
So you literally were like, no, I mean, I get that I look like her, but it's not me.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I get that all the time. Nope, not me. I feel bad now. I should have been like, oh, yeah, that's me. I think a lot of it, though, I just didn't want to, like, go through all the questions again.
Interesting, because I always, like, I just think the concept of fame and, like, people's relationship to it and how it's a draw, I just think all those concepts are so interesting. So, like, you just really were fine living a normal, like, so quote unquote, you know, air quotes, you didn't really want to say yes it was me or anything like that.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think I was embarrassed. And then I think the difference between being on a reality show versus like a different kind of a celebrity, it's like people think that they know you personally, whereas like that was just maybe a little glimpse into my life, where if I was like on a show playing a character, it would have been a little bit more like, oh, can I have your autograph? Sure. And that was it. Whereas like they want to talk to me about X, Y, Z because, you know, they know a little bit more about my personal life.
Totally. So when you were, you know, in Laguna Beach, minding your own business, you know, and like MTV came in, because at that point, MTV was the leader in reality TV. Were you freaking out? Were people freaking out?
Like— oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, so my best friend on the show was Morgan. And I mean, it was my senior year. So at that point, senior year, we were kind of over it. But we hear MTV's at school and they're doing interviews at lunch or break. I can't remember. So Morgan and I are like, oh my gosh, like we got to go home. Like we got to do our hair. We got to change. Like we got to bring our A game. So we actually ditched our next class, went home, we were neighbors, changed, and then went back for our interview because we were so excited. I mean, I think as an 18-year-old, I mean, whose dream isn't it to like be a star in your own show? So
I would agree. So, I mean, is that what they did? Was it literally the whole class, or was it like, if you're interested, get in line, sign up?
Yeah, if you're interested, get in line, sign up. We had to like fill out a packet with some information about us on paper. And then they did like an interview. They came and saw some of our homes. So yeah.
What was the percentage, would you say, that lined up? Was it like 90%, or was it not as many as I might think?
I don't really remember, but I would say the majority definitely was like, I want to do this. I mean, I can't give you a percentage, but I would say a lot of people.
Because yeah. To like your point, who doesn't want that at 18?
Yeah, it was a dream. And even looking back now, I mean, it's great to have that as an archive documenting my senior year. You know, I haven't really gone back and watched it. My husband's actually never seen it. But it is nice to have that as like, here's my high school graduation. Should we watch the graduation episode? Look, kids, you know, especially if they end up at Laguna Beach High School, it'll be really fun to do that.
And your husband's never been like, wait a second, let's go back and.
No. So it was actually really funny. I met my husband while I was studying abroad, and we hit it off. We were dating and we were about to go to a party with his friends. And this was, gosh, like 4 years after the show premiered. So it was still a lot. I still got a lot more recognition. And so I told him on our way, I was like, hey, so I think you should know that like I was on this show. I don't know if you've heard of it, but like if it comes up, like I feel like you should just know that. Like if someone says something to you or to me. So sure enough, we show up to his friend's going away party and she starts freaking out. She was like, oh my gosh, like, do you know who that is? Do you know what show she's on? My husband was like, oh, like, I guess that's like kind of a big deal. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. But ever since then, he hasn't. I'm like, you can watch it if you want, but he just doesn't really care.
How long into dating with this, you went to this party and told him and this girl freaked out? Like, when was that?
That was like one of our first dates.
Okay. Dates, yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Right. So he's like, oh, I guess people, did he ever hear of Laguna Beach?
Like, I don't, okay, whatever. Like, big deal. I don't really care. And then I feel like when she did that, he was like, oh, okay. I guess it was kind of a big deal. So.
See, like the only, well, one of the main reasons I think producers weren't sure what it was going to be is because this is just a question I always have, is like, why choose seniors? Like, if this is like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. That's a really good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like a minute in the life, and we're going to choose seniors preparing to go out into the world. If they really were like, this is, could be a hit, I would have thought they would have chose freshmen. That's just me.
No, yeah, that's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that before. Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't think anyone really was thinking long-term that it would be such a big hit, but I like to think that they had an idea that it was going to be several series long. Otherwise, I don't know why they would have needed that much material.
Was,
or maybe
it like,
they started and were like, oh, we might have something here. I don't know.
Well, that's like the other thing. I wonder if like, as they were filming, they're like, wait a second, like Lauren's connected to Steven and here's Kristen and now there's Talon. And like, wait, this is like five love triangles rolled up into one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That could have been it. We're just so fascinating.
Was it like Game of Thrones? Was it like, and do you remember like who was the first cast, or was it all, it was like something posted on a bulletin board? Is this like getting into the school play, or was it like, oh my God, Lauren's got it. Who else is getting it?
I think they just kind of all called us and said, yeah, we want to move forward with you. We want to film with you. And I want to say there were other people that they filmed with too, that just didn't really make it to the end. Or like didn't really make it to the show. I don't exactly remember how they said like, you're going to be on it and you're not. But I will say that like the people who wanted to be on it, who didn't make it, they were not very happy.
Were they like totally just why that was it? They just wanted nothing to do with you guys or Lauren or Steven?
Yeah,
or
they
anyone.
Actually petitioned so that they couldn't film at the high school, because originally they were going to be filming at school. That's where they did the castings. And then after the show was cast, they said, no, you can't film on school anymore. So,
man, high school kids are tough.
Brutal, especially in Laguna.
They will. I get it. Like, I'm from Connecticut. I think it's probably a similar type of high school. Like, my high school, yeah, people would cut a bitch, pretty much.
Yeah, they're pretty brutal. So
interesting. So that's what, it was basically you were supposed to be able to film at school, and then there was a petition, and the school was like, oh yeah, like, we're not interested in MTV being in our classroom.
Yeah, I want to even say, like, the parents, like, threw a fit, which rightfully so. I mean, now that I have kids, I wouldn't really want video cameras in their classroom. I mean, that's not very conducive to learning, so.
Totally. And was that like, were your parents, you know, because you're all under 18, so like your parents were just like, okay, if you want to do this. I imagine some people might have wanted to do it and their parents said no.
Yeah, I think my parents have always been kind of hands off when it comes to my decisions and very supportive of what I want to do. So I was very fortunate that way. And then additionally, my dad and my grandpa, my family had been on television for years prior. So it was more of like a natural, I don't want to say fit, but like it wasn't so outside of the box for my family.
What were they all on TV for years?
So my grandpa was actually the first televised pastor.
Really?
So he had like his church services broadcast around the whole world. So.
And what about your father?
And then my father followed in his footsteps, his namesake. So, and then my brother actually still is doing that. It's called The Hour of Power. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So they were probably like,
good legacy.
We understand like the power of TV and what this could be.
Yeah. And it's interesting because as I was growing up, like people would come up to, my grandpa and my dad all the time and like recognize them. And then my dad, after the show premieres, he's like, well, that's a first for me. Someone came up and asked if I was Christina Schuller's dad, because he's always been used to people coming up to him saying, oh, are you Robert Schuller? And then he's like, well, I was finally recognized for being your dad. Like, good job.
That's so funny.
So yeah, it was funny.
That's so funny. So like when they started like the actual filmings, so, like you couldn't be in schools, everyone parents approved, like, could you tell? Cause like, right. Like there was just The Real World. There was really nothing else. Like, yeah. Did you Did you know what you were doing? Like, I mean, like you said, it's authentic because you didn't really have anything to compare it to. Like, you weren't like, I better bring the drama. I better not say that. Like, were you aware of what was happening? And were you aware of the cameras?
I was aware of the cameras. I will say, like, again, none of us really knew what we were getting into. So, and I didn't really, we didn't know what the storyline was. At least I didn't. So I remember actually when I was in New York with Morgan, they were like, will you call Steven and see how their trip to Cabo is going? So I was like, okay, sure. And so I remember calling him. We were like in Times Square somewhere really picturesque. And I'm on the phone with Steven. I'm like, yeah, how's your trip? Blah, 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 blah. Like asking him like blasé questions like you would ask a friend, like, how's the water? Are you guys having fun? Little did I know, like, they probably wanted me to be like, are you with Lauren? Or are you with Kristen? Or like, what's going on? And I'm not going to ask him these questions. Like, so I don't, so that was one thing that I clearly remember that I was like, in retrospect, had I known what the storyline was, I would have, you know, planted those seeds and tried to ask those questions. But again, I think just the authenticity of it all was special.
Right. And like, you didn't really know what was going on necessarily because you, like, a lot of your scenes were with Morgan.
Yeah.
So you didn't, like, did you know as you were filming what was going on and like it was going to kind of be like the LC, Steven, Kristen love triangle?
No, really? I didn't know that. No, no.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe they knew that. Maybe not. I feel like that love triangle was just kind of always there. And so it kind of, for us, was just kind of like numbing at that. Like we were numb to it at that point where we didn't realize that everyone would be so invested in it.
And that's what it was? Like, it was just known around your school that this love triangle existed?
I don't know around our school, but definitely in our circle, I would say.
I mean, yeah. I would imagine as they talk to people, they're like, oh, wait a second. I would imagine that's how Lauren and Kristen and Steven got the show. I mean, they probably were like, this is
yeah.
A good place.
Well, and then something that didn't come out was that Steven and I actually grew up together. So our moms were best friends throughout high school. We grew up traveling with our families. His mom is actually my godmom. So I feel like that part didn't really come out, which I'm fine with. I'm glad that I was able to kind of stand alone a little bit, if I can say that.
No, you can definitely say that. So it wasn't like clear to you that like, okay, basically this show is going to be, you know, centered around Lauren was the main.
It wasn't, person. No, it wasn't clear like while we were filming, but then after the fact, like as we got the episodes and we started watching, that obviously became clear. So
when you started, when you were filming, was there ever anything that you did where you're like, oh my God, like I just, please don't air that. Or you thought it to yourself if you were afraid to ask. Because now people just, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stories I hear now. Like you said, people know what they're doing. They will literally go to producers. They try to produce. Like, you never went to, like, a producer. It's like, listen, you can't show that.
No. I mean, I was 17, 18 years old. So, I mean, how juicy can it really get at that point? We were laughing the other day because we were talking about the scene where we were in the nail salon. And it was like so dramatic because we were both there at the same time. Like that was the drama at the time. Like, and now, I mean, their fights are on reality TV. It's like next level Jerry Springer type.
Kind of.
Yeah.
When you started watching the episodes, like, you know, you got the screeners before it came out, like week after week, were you like just as on the edge of your seat as the rest of us? Like, were you happy with your own edit, so to speak? Or did you ever have like, oh, I don't know, this isn't exactly how it happened, or why am I being made out to seem like this?
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate,
I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority. And I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A little bit. I think I was proud of the person that I represented on the show. I think for all of us, it's kind of just like a little snapshot of our personality. And I think that that goes probably for all reality where you just kind of get one side of a person, and not the whole thing. And so I definitely liked who I was on the show, but I don't think that it really showed all of me. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say they're glad from my cast that we didn't have confessionals. And for me, I wish that we did have them because I feel like it gives you so much more of the person's personality.
Interesting. See, you never thought about the senior thing. I never thought about that, actually.
Which part?
The confessionals that I thought about that like,
yeah.
And you almost wish there was, cause then you could have almost explained like a backstory.
Yeah. I just think like the confessionals is where you really see a little bit more of their personality where it feels like you're talking to them. Whereas, in Laguna, we didn't have that. It was all with each other. And then it wasn't scripted, but since we couldn't be with them, since we couldn't have the cameras with us all the time. When they were with us, they wanted to talk about specific things. So it would be like 3 weeks after the fact, talk about what you're going to wear to prom or talk about, you know, your trip to New York. And we're like, but we already went on our trip to New York. And they're like, no, just talk about what you're going to do there. We're like, but we don't. So in that way, it felt a little bit, some of the scenes I will say I felt like a little bit forced. And again, we didn't know what we were doing. So when they were like, can you walk in the store again? We're like, why? Like, come on. That's so like, we're over it. Like, can we move on? So.
And you're like 17. So you certainly don't want to do something over.
Yeah, no, we're like, let's just keep going, please. And I will say though, that a lot of like the group scenes were more authentic where it was, the cameras were further away. We didn't really know. You kind of forgot that you're on camera, that sort of thing.
Did you feel other than, you know, like talk about prom and it happened 3 weeks ago, did they ever, you know, like stage stories of like, listen, I think you should, you know, I don't think you should be happy with Lauren today. Go over there and, you know, tell her you're not happy. Like it was never like that.
No, I think they would, I'm trying to remember. I think they would like plug questions, like go ask Lauren this or go ask Kristen this. But no, I don't remember them ever feeling like you should be mad because this happened or that happened. I don't remember that, no.
So Laguna Beach, because listen, everyone knows, I mean, it's admitted, it ended with, you know, a soundstage and the things being taken away. Like, you know, the hills, everyone knows, was not real, so to speak. We would like, I say that not in a shady way, but just like a sliding scale. But it sounds like Laguna was a whole different animal. Like it was authentic in that sense.
At least my season. Yeah. I think it was, as authentic as reality TV can get. We'll put it that way.
that makes sense. Who were you closest to at the, like, other than Morgan? Like, was it Steven just because you grew up together? Or were you really, truly close with, like, Trey and Talon and everyone?
I mean, like I said, I have memories with every single one of them before the show ever started. I grew up with Steven. Morgan and I at the time were best friends, and then we're still very close. We were in each other's weddings. I talked to her regularly. But, you know, it's high school. Your friendships are kind of like this. I mean, for a period of time, Lo and I were best friends. We went to family vacations together. For another period of time, I remember Laura and I were hanging out all the time. So I have lots of memories with her. And then as I feel like as a, from a girl and a guy relationship, I felt like all of those boys I have memories with, but they, it was almost like my little brothers in a way, because I was best friends with Steven's older sister, who is still one of my closest friends. So
no love triangles, or did anyone else have any love triangles that the rest of the world didn't know about?
I will say that Talon and I were boyfriend and girlfriend for a good month before he cheated on me my junior year.
And he was a sophomore at that point.
He was younger, yes.
I need to talk to you guys about Apostrophe. It's a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Now, here's the thing. You guys know prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work, go see a doctor, sit in line at the pharmacy and wait for your medications. Not anymore. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. All you have to do is fill out their online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then you snap a few selfies, how fun is that? And your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. It treats acne, but Apostrophe does a lot more than just that. They also can help you with your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. I filled out the survey. Of course, I was concerned with wrinkles, so that's why I went on. Filled out the survey. Literally, somebody got in touch with me so quickly. The medicine arrived right to my front door. I've already started using it. It's just as simple as that, and you don't even have to leave your home. Listen, you get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/velvet. So go to apostrophe.com/velvet and use the code VELVET. This code is only available to all of you who are listening to this podcast. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/velvet and click begin visit. Then use the code VELVET at sign up and you get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/velvet. Use the code VELVET to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. It really is so easy. I'm so glad I found Apostrophe. It's for acne, it's for wrinkles, it's for dark spots, really any of your skincare goals. That's apostrophe.com/velvet. Use the code VELVET at checkout and you get $15 off. Talon had game even back then.
He did. He had game for sure.
Interesting. That's interesting. So when you decided to do this, even though afterwards and people asked if it was you and you're just like, no, it's not me. Like, did you want fame like going into it? Like, I assume you weren't paid much, if anything.
I don't know that I wanted fame. Maybe I liked the idea of fame. I mean, it was a great experience. I will forever cherish the memories. And even after, I think was the best, where we got to go to the VMAs and walk the red carpet and do TRL, all these things that, again, like, is a dream for an 18-year-old. But no, I don't feel like I ever crave fame per se. No.
Were you guys like, oh my God? Because I mean, this is my sick mind. Like, I would think this way. There's no shade in these questions. But like, did you think like, holy shit, like, we could get filthy rich from this if it works out?
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the bad things and good things about not having social media at the time. I think as, again, a younger person, having social media would have just been like crushing all the negative feedback. But on the other hand, you see all these people now, even who like won The Bachelor for 10 seconds and they have, you know, they have millions of followers and you're like, what? Like they're making a lot of money off. They have the ability to make a lot of money off that, I should say. Whereas for us, like had that been happening at the time, like I'm sure that would still be an ongoing stream of income, which would be nice. But again, it's kind of that fine line between good and bad. So
are you just like, oh my God, thank God we didn't have social media.
Thank God. I mean, I was already embarrassed enough. I remember reading some of like the chat rooms at the time, just being like, oh gosh, they think I'm ugly. They think I have a bad voice. And I think no matter who you are, you get the negative as well as the positive.
Totally. Did you have any, like what stands out about the VMAs? Like, did you meet someone where you're like, holy shit, that's Britney and she knows who I am? Or I just spoke to Britney.
We were late to the red carpet. So first of all, we got to do like all the suites and get all the swag. Like I remember I got a pair of Christian Dior sunglasses that I got to pick out for free. And I was like, yes, like I've made it.
That's like a huge thing to like a 17-year-old. Yeah,
it was amazing. And then we were late to the red carpet, I remember. And so this was when the VMAs were in Miami and they were all coming in on yachts. And we were late and they were like, no, like you guys have to walk the red carpet. And we ended up walking right behind Paris Hilton. Cause like we were supposed to be earlier with like the smaller stars and we ended up in the back with all like the big stars. And so I remember we were right behind Paris Hilton and thinking like, yes, like this is awesome. And then we got to go to P. Diddy's after party. And so that was also like, I've made it. Like, this is the pinnacle.
Oh my, like, really? Like, did you guys interact with Paris at all?
No, not that I remember. No.
What about
being near her was fine.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, listen, Paris, don't even get me started on Paris. Cause The Simple Life is a whole nother, one of the best reality shows that ever existed. What about like, how was P. Diddy's after party? Like, did you interact with him? Like anyone there where you're just like,
I remember like him handing out like shots like on a tray, and there were a lot of celebrities there. At the time, Kerry Walsh had just won the gold medal in volleyball, and I remember I played volleyball all throughout high school, and so I remember when I saw her, like she was like the one that stood out to me the most, and I went up and talked to her and I was like, I played volleyball and I love you and you're awesome.
Oh my God. And of course, like, did P. Diddy...
Hold on. Okay. Sienna, mommy's working right now. I can't talk. I'm on the phone.
She's like...
She's knocking. No, you can't come in right now.
She can come in if you would like.
I think the door's locked. She's fine.
Was that like, oh my God, P. Diddy's handing out shots and like we're underage, or
I mean,
no judgment. That's the
life. Let's be honest, at 18, 19 in Miami by ourselves, like we all had a good time. So
I'm sure. Are you the type to like, did you get starstruck? Like, did you ever get starstruck like afterwards where like you met someone just through being on the show where you're like, oh my God, that's so and so?
I don't think I necessarily, not that I can remember. No, I think having, my dad and my grandpa, they always had, guests on their show. So they would always have like famous people come and they would interview. So I kind of grew up with being around that.
And not even like a P. Diddy was he with Jennifer Lopez at this time? I can't remember.
I think this was post J-Lo, I think. But I just remember being like, this is it. Like, it doesn't get better than going to P. Diddy's after party and going to the VMAs in Miami. Like,
I mean, That's understandable. Those are two pretty huge things.
Yeah, like I did it. I made it. Like, done.
I get it. I mean, listen, you don't just get invited to P. Diddy's party even if you're famous. Like, it's not...
No. It's no not, small feat. No small feat. What can I say?
When you were on the show, like, because it kind of, you know, blew up overnight, were you shocked? Like, were you guys shocked that this little show that you didn't know what it was going to be, that, like, you couldn't even walk down the street, I imagine?
Yeah, I remember right before it premiered, we had to go for, like, a few hours of media training, and they asked us, like, all these questions and kind of did, like, a psyche eval to make sure that we were, like, ready to experience this. And we were all kind of like, what's this for? Like, I don't understand. And then, of course, a few weeks later, we were like, oh, okay, like, I get it.
Do you remember that, like, that was through MTV? They were like, you guys, have no clue. You better get some media. What was media training like? Like, was it just like, you have no idea? Like, were they aware of what was going to happen? Like, did MTV say, like, you have no idea of what your life is going
to
be?
No, they just said, you have to go to this meeting. They're going to do some media training, kind of teach you how to deal with, like, the questions and the people that are going to come at you, and, like, make sure that you're ready and that you're prepared for it. And we all just were kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't really know what that means, but sure. And then, of course, as the weeks came, we're like, oh, I think I remember them telling me that people were going to ask me about this.
And then when it, like, blew up, were you, I mean, like, even, like you said, your father was like, oh my God, like, so, like, were your parents and you, like, just like, what's going on? Like, we get mobbed at the grocery store, at the gas station. Like, was it like that?
No, I never got mobbed. But there was a period of time where, like, I really couldn't go anywhere without people stopping me and saying, you're Christina, or kind of like you could see the looks.
Yeah. And you were just like, you didn't get used to that.
I guess I'm used to it. I would say I'm used to it now. And I feel like I would handle it a lot differently now, just because I'm that much older and that much more mature and able to, more comfortable in my own skin, I would say.
And were you guys, like, high-fiving each other? Like, holy shit, like, we're a big deal. Like, did you ever believe the high, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's easy, even at any age. But I think when you're 17, to just, like, believe that you're a big deal.
Well, I will say that, like, going through it with everyone that you've known forever, it felt very, like, we were just, like, a team. And so there was never any, I don't think, like, animosity towards anyone, or any, I would say, what's the word I'm looking for, like, feeling conceited or anything like that, because you're not doing it alone. You're with your people, and you're with a team of people that you trust and that you know really well.
What about, like, the other people? And not that you're not a big deal, like, you're a big deal just from existing, like, not, you know.
No, you know, no, it's fine. I know what you mean.
But what about, so, like, that must have made it even worse with the other people. I mean, you were graduating, so it didn't really matter. But I would imagine people were like, oh, there, that's that tight-knit clique now. Like you said, like, it brought you together. Like, was there that intense jealousy from the outside of just like, oh, don't deal with that?
Not that I remember. I mean, I will say that, like, the people that we were on the show with, we each had other really wonderful friendships outside of the show. And so I don't remember having any of that. Like, I really kept all of my other friendships intact as well.
And you never saw the opposite, where all of a sudden your friend who was like, I don't know if I'm free on Saturday night, like, I'll let you know, all of a sudden, like, were people kissing your ass, like, in your friend group?
No, not that I recognized, no.
I'm
and
just
again,
curious.
We all graduated and kind of moved on, so... It's funny because I actually, this is juicy, I actually was roommates in college with Whitney Port.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you slow down for a second. So,
Well,
I mean, this is an interesting, so you,
I know,
you
it's
graduate.
A twist.
It's a twist. So you graduate, and then I have some other questions about this graduation. So you graduate and you go, where'd you go to college?
So I was supposed to go to school and in Texas at SMU. And like a month before I was going to leave, I decided I want to stay in LA because I wanted to be an actor. And so I went to, I did a year off. I did a junior college and then I went to USC. So when I went to USC, I moved in with four girls who are all from LA. One was from Minneapolis, but four girls I had never met before. And I had been introduced through a friend to them, moved in with them. And then Whitney was like, hey, I just went on an interview to be on a show at, I just went on an interview at Teen Vogue and they want me to be on a show with someone that you know, Lauren Conrad. So it literally was just completely by chance that I ended up living with Whitney and we lived together for 3 years, the five of us girls.
So, did you live with her for 3 years before this interview?
While she was filming The Hills.
Wow.
So like right, I moved in right when she interviewed, just on the off chance.
Did she know what like Laguna Beach was? I mean.
I think she kind of did some research real quick.
And so,
I don't remember.
Then she did this and obviously she wanted the job. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't want the job.
Yeah, she was always into fashion and I don't really know what made her want to be on the show, but it was just such a funny coincidence.
Did she like come to you like in that first year of like, you know, you're a veteran at this point, even though it's one season, was she like, what do they mean by this? And are they like, did she ever confide in you?
A little bit. Like I remember her like asking me about filming a little bit, but not so much. I mean, Whitney's a smart girl, so she picked it up pretty quick.
Interesting.
Had a lot to it.
And then you were still friends like with Lauren and a lot of these people they went to college with at the same time while Whitney was becoming friends with Lauren.
So Lauren and I weren't that close throughout college, and now we see each other several times a year, I would say. But she, yeah, we didn't really talk a lot while she was filming The Hills, but
were you, so like as you were living with Whitney for 3 years, I mean, The Hills went from like Laguna part two to like, this is the biggest thing.
Next
like,
level.
I mean, did Whitney change throughout all that? Like your good friend?
I don't think she changed, no, but it was interesting to see her shift from just not being known to being really famous. I will say that.
In what way? She did, how she handled crowds and fans and.
I don't know. I think it's interesting just because it was almost like we almost swapped. Like when I moved in with her, she would like, everyone would always come up to me when we went out and say, oh, you're Christina from Laguna Beach. And then like towards the end, it would be like, oh, that's Whitney from The Hills. And I'd be like, yep, there she is. And I was happy to like kind of pass that rein on to her.
Really? And so you never got like jealous, like, okay,
no,
you're not that type of person.
No, like I said, I didn't like it.
Wow.
I was embarrassed by it. And then I really always loved theater. So like, that's where I really felt like, when I say I was an actor, like that's where I had my passion and not, I didn't like being famous. I didn't like being in the spotlight. So.
Wow. You know, cause I mean, you could understand why like people would say like, wait, I was on the same show as Lauren and Lauren blew up, you know, or
no,
Kristen.
Absolutely. I mean, I appreciate like what they've done and like that they did that, but I didn't want to be on it anymore. I actually,
wow.
Yeah, I didn't. I was done. I was done with reality TV at the time. So.
That's, yeah. I mean, I just ask because, like, I just know where my mind would go and I would get over it. But for, like, a minute there, I'd be like, huh, interesting.
Yeah, I will say, like, had I had, like, a product or some sort of a business that I wanted to promote, like, maybe that would have been a different story.
Totally.
And, like, I look at, like, Lauren and, like, her empire that she's built. And I'm like, that's really cool. Like, I would love to have something like that, but not from like a jealous point of view, because I know that she has really put in a lot of effort, and all of those girls, you know, they worked really hard to get there and to do what they've done. So,
well, that's why, like, when people ask Lauren, Lauren's just like, no, like her business is bigger than any contract in reality TV would be.
Yeah.
It's like, why would she ever go back to reality TV? She has like a real huge business.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think to say that, like, that didn't help, that to say that their platform on reality TV didn't help with that, would, I think they would all admit that that was definitely a launching point for them.
Totally. And I think that's how to do it successfully, especially now that you kind of know the game. Like, I always say, if I got a reality TV contract of any sort, I would literally the first day I'd be like, here are my 13 side hustles and I'm going to make one of them work. And I would literally go to work every day being like, I am nothing. I'm going to be fired this year. Doesn't matter. I'm not special. And this is all about my side hustle. That's my best advice to anyone.
Totally. Well, I feel like I really appreciate that. Like, when you look at a lot of the Real Housewives now too, like, I feel like all of them have like some sort of a product or something that they're promoting to really kind of catapult them into like something that's going to last, not just your 15 minutes of fame. So that's one thing that, like, if I had to do over again, I would have been like, okay, how can I use this to really catapult myself into something that will be more withstanding.
Totally. Did you pursue, like, so after college, like, you know, you're off the show, you went to college, like, did you then try to pursue acting like full time?
I did. Yeah. I did that for several years, and then I just kind of realized that I didn't really enjoy it as much anymore. And then it was actually really hard for me to pivot away from being a reality star. So in a lot of ways, I feel like it kind of hurt me in that respect. But, and now it's totally different, I think. Like, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities will go on a reality shows to kind of like revive their careers.
Completely. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah, but then it was like, oh no, you're a reality star, you're not an actor, sort of a thing.
And is that what it is? Like, you went to auditions and you either put it on your resume or people said, wait, you're Christina, you're from the Hills, you're a reality star, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, but I just, at some point, like after I got married, I just was like, you know, I'm done with this. I don't need this anymore. So I pivoted, I went into fitness. So I've taught at Equinox now for the past 10 years. I had a fitness blog. I did that for a long time. And then now I'm just kind of staying at home, raising my babies, which has been amazing. And just kind of seeing what the next chapter holds.
Did you love being in fitness and working at Equinox?
I do. I love it. I miss it so much because they're still closed here. And I literally, it's devastating.
Did you watch The Hills, like, throughout, and like the city? Like, did you watch these shows?
I didn't. I've seen like bits and pieces, but no, I didn't. A little too close to home, I think.
Well, that makes sense. You didn't watch The Hills, New Beginnings. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Did you watch any of the shows like The OC with Misha Barton? Like, you know,
I did watch The OC. I think that premiered before our show, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think that's why Laguna Beach existed. I think it's because The OC was a huge hit.
Yeah, I think so too, for sure.
So you watch that. Do you watch, like, you mentioned Housewives. Like, do you watch, like, are you a reality show person now?
I do like The Housewives. I feel like it's like just my little escape from my reality where I can be like, oh, I'm not that messed up. So yeah, I like The Housewives. What other reality TV do I like? I like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Do you watch Selling Sunset? It's Adam DeVello.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I should watch it then.
It's, let me tell you.
Is it good?
Well, it feels like that. Like, I don't know if you watch Million Dollar Listing LA on Bravo. This is like it. Well, it's Adam DeVello. So it feels like The Hills, but it's like gorgeous, gorgeous women selling real estate on Sunset. Do I need to say anything else? And it's like real estate porn, and like the houses are gorgeous. And of course,
all right, I'm sold.
It's the same as the Hills. I mean, it's more real per se, but it has that, like, the cinematography. Like, I'm telling you, the way they do the music, you will, like, if you didn't know, you would probably have watched half of an episode and been like, wait, is this Adam? Like, that's, it feels like the Hills that much, okay. But it's not, and it won't give you any flashbacks or anything. It will just, you will escape into a world and you will be thanking me months from now.
All right. That's my new binge. I'm ready.
Do you know any of, like, the OC housewives or any of their children?
I've crossed paths with them. I don't know them personally though.
What's your favorite? Like, do you have a favorite housewives?
A favorite housewife,
or like a franchise, or like
the franchise. Yeah. I think I like Beverly Hills the best.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think I like Beverly Hills the best. I really only watch Beverly Hills, New York, and Orange County. And I like watching Orange County because I like to see like where they're going. I would say that's like
the that's what part. I love about New York is when you're like, oh, yeah, of course, like, they're going.
Oh, I've been there. I was just there. Oh, where are they now? Like, why are they there? Or whatever it is.
It's interesting to see. Do you watch like a lot of TV, like non-reality? Like, do you have any favorite shows?
I don't get a lot of time to watch too much TV. I do really love to watch TV though. Like, if I have downtime, like that's what I like to do, is just sit and watch TV. Do I have any favorite shows? I have a lot of favorite shows. Right now I'm watching Emily in Paris, which is so cute.
I literally watched the whole thing and like, I couldn't stop it. It's amazing.
I started on Tuesday. This is when I was supposed to talk to you the first time and I had to cancel because my babysitter couldn't make it. And I literally started it. And I was like, I should do something else now. My baby's 8 weeks. And so I was like, no, I don't need to do anything. I'm going to sit here with my baby on my chest and binge watch this show. My husband came home early from work. And I was like, oh, like, you're home. What are you doing here? Like, I had to like jump up off the couch. I was like, the house is a mess. Like, I've done nothing all day.
Darren Star is brilliant. Best day ever.
Oh, Younger too. Younger is like, amazing.
Younger is amazing, even like now, you know what I mean? Like, you know, shows lose it sometimes after like 3 or 4 seasons.
Younger. Oh, I love Younger.
That's the thing. After Younger, I was like, nothing could be better. Like, this man should just stop. And then you're like, Emily in Paris, just as good.
Emily in Paris is really good. I gotta go home. I gotta get back to Emily in Paris.
Well, we're almost done, but so do you, I mean, to your point in the beginning that everyone asked you this, like, do you keep in touch with all those people, like Lo and Lauren and Tal, like, do you keep in touch with the whole gang? Kristen too? I mean, she was a junior.
I saw all of them. We had a reunion, which was pretty fun. I see most of them, I've seen most of them fairly frequently. I'll say that without naming names, but I will say Lauren, Steven, they're probably the two I see the most.
You're like the closest to them right now.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen Kristen in years, but
you didn't watch Very Cavallari?
I did not watch Very Cavallari, no.
It was good.
It was.
So this reunion, that's the reunion that we've all heard about, that if like 500 people sign up to vote.
Yeah, apparently we surpassed 9,000 people who responded. I think it's on Steven's Instagram.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it. And it was all of you, like Kristen too, like all the originals?
Yeah, all of the original cast was there.
And it was a Zoom. How long did it last for? I mean, by this point, everyone's going to have seen it already, but I'm just curious.
I think it was like an hour and a half or so. And then I don't know what they edited it down to. I think it's like 30 minutes or so.
Are you shocked, you know, that Lauren could put something like this up and you get 9,000 people? And like you said in the beginning, here I am excited to chat with you. Like, are you shocked or you're not shocked anymore about the power of this show?
I'm not shocked because, I mean, you look at Lauren, you look at Kristen. I mean, they're two huge celebrities, two huge influencers even still. And so it doesn't really surprise me, no.
And like that picture that Kristen put on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
You don't understand, because what I do, I get calls like to give comments for sometimes. And as soon as that happened, I got 1,000 calls of like
to make
a comment. And like, I get in my own world. Like, I'm recording shows. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then when I hung up, I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is, but then you step out of it and you're like, so you like, because you didn't keep in touch with Kristen, like you never met like Jay Cutler or anything like that?
No. Mm-mm. No. But no, Morgan and I are still, I mean, she's one of my closest friends. Our families are together all the time. Our husbands are friends. She recently just moved to Charleston. So we've been planning a trip to Charleston, which got postponed for obvious reasons.
Seriously. And you think at some, I mean, you know, Newport's great, but like, you think it's a possibility that your kids might end up at Laguna Beach High School?
You know, that has always been, my husband and I both love Laguna. There's just something special about it. And we lived there when we first were married. So that's always kind of been our goal, is to go back to Laguna. Also the school system is just really good there too. I mean, Laguna with an 800 person public high school, I mean, you can't really beat that, where you know all the parents. But I don't know. I mean, there's something so much more accessible about just being, you know, 10 minutes north, just a little further north. So
totally. When your kids are older, do you think, I mean, well, your husband hasn't even seen it, maybe he could join, but do you think you're going to sit them down at some point when they're old enough and say, like, you know, like, it's just to see mommy back when she was young?
I don't know. I can't imagine they would want to see it, but really? I don't know. That could be fun. Get some popcorn and have a family binge fest.
I'm just giving you ideas of, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
And then my final question is, like, what would you say? Like, when you look back on this time on your life, you know, like, what would you say? Like, that time was, like, how do you remember this experience? Like, most people don't have this experience of blowing up, yeah, being on a show, filming with like your best friends at the time.
Yeah, I will just say, I mean, I'm so grateful that I had that experience. What a privilege. I mean, how many 18-year-olds get that opportunity? And it just literally just fell in our laps. Like, we didn't have to do anything except show up. And the attention that we got from that was just, I mean, it was incredible. It definitely catapulted my life in a different direction. I didn't go to Texas and I ended up at USC. I did a study abroad program and met my husband. And, you know, all of these things happen in our lives for a reason. And I really feel like that is just such an amazing chapter of my life, that I may never escape being 18, but that's okay. It's part of who I am. And I've kind of embraced that as part of my identity and my story. So,
and do you love this part of your life, just being a mom and having a newborn and just staying home and just, like, you know, you've, like, I'm not diminishing like an acting career and fitness, like, you've done a lot since then. So
yeah, no, I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. My kids have given me just so much purpose. I love being a mom. I love being able to spend as much time as I want with them. Sometimes too much time.
Right. You're like, David wants to talk to me. Thank God I can take an hour and escape.
Exactly. I'm like, I gotta work, kids. Sorry, I gotta go. As if this is a job. But no, it's wonderful. I feel very, very blessed and very fortunate.
And, like, honestly, isn't that what it's all about at the end of the day? Like, real 100%. Friends and real family. So
100%.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, that's awesome. You seem happy. Like, I really appreciate, you know, thank you for rearranging the childcare. Thank your parents for watching your children.
It's my pleasure. This was so fun.
We have to stay in touch. I'll DM you on Instagram, but where can everyone find you?
I am on Instagram, Christina Sinclair. I don't really post that much about me. It's really all about my kids, my family. I don't post very often, but I'll post the Laguna Beach reunion. How about that?
Okay, that's fair. But people, I'm sure, want to tune in and see your kids and what you're up to in life. So everyone needs to follow you. So awesome. Good. I really appreciate it, Christina. Stay in touch. Thank you for bringing us back. Good luck on everything you're doing now, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Anytime, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.